Now, what was so unjust about the spread of books? The alphabet allowed stories and ideas to be replicated with high fidelity and without limit, without any additional expenditure of energy on the author's part for the subsequent performances. He didn't even have to be alive for them. Death is often a good career move for an author. This implies that those who, for some reason, start getting some attention can quickly reach more minds than others and displace the competitors from the bookshelves. In the days of bards and troubadours, everyone had an audience. A storyteller like a baker or a coppersmith had a market, and the assurance that none from far away could dislodge him from his territory. Today, a few take almost everything, the rest next to nothing. By the same mechanism, the advent of the cinema displaced neighborhood actors, putting the small guys out of business. But there is a difference. In pursuits that have a technical component, like being a pianist or a brain surgeon, talent is easy to ascertain, with subjective opinion playing a relatively small part. The inequity comes when someone perceived as being marginally better gets the whole pie. In the arts, say, the cinema, things are far more vicious. What we call talent generally comes from success, rather than its opposite. A great deal of empiricism has been done on the subject, most notably by Art Devaney, an insightful and original thinker who single-mindedly studied wild uncertainty in the movies. He showed that, sadly, much of what we ascribe to skills is an after-the-fact attribution. The movie makes the actor, he claims, and a large dose of non-linear luck makes the movie. The success of movies depends severely on contagions. Such contagions do not just apply to the movies. They seem to affect a wide range of cultural products. It is hard for us to accept that people do not fall in love with works of art only for their own sake, but also in order to feel that they belong to a community. By imitating, we get closer to others, that is, other imitators. It fights solitude. This discussion shows the difficulty in predicting outcomes in an environment of concentrated success. So for now, let us note that the division between professions can be used to understand the division between types of random variables. Let us go further into the issue of knowledge, of inference about the unknown, and the properties of the known.